I guess we can start. Can we start with the roll call, please?
Thank you, Eduardo. Welcome everyone to the ATLAS II Organizing Committee call on Thursday, 9th January 2014 at 15 UTC. On the call today we have Baudouin Choum, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Roberto Gaetano, Tijani Benzema, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Eduardo Diaz, Alan Scoos, Fatima Tacambronero, Jordi Paraguir, Mathieu Camus, and I see that Thomas Lowen has just joined us. We have apologies from Christopher Wilkinson. And from staff, we have Carlos Reyes, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Eduardo.
Thank you so much. Welcome, everybody. This is today's organization committee is ATLAS II call. The second item in the agenda is to approve the agenda, and I understand, Olivier, you want to add something to it.
Yes, thank you very much, Eduardo. It's Olivier speaking. I wanted to just add a quick update on the sponsorship working group, sub-working group, which I can do totally at the end of this call if you want.
Okay, we can do that when we go to the last part of our agenda here. Let me check. When we go into the new action items, we can talk about the sponsorship there, okay? Is that okay with you, Olivier?
That sounds great. Thank you very much, Eduardo. Thank you.
Okay, let's move to item number three. What I did this time, so we can move this call, you know, forward, what I did is I just resume or summarize the action items and the people that have action items assigned or to update. So what I want to do is I want to go through that order, and hopefully you have looked at the action item and have something to say. So I know Matt is not in the call, but if somebody from SAC can update Matt's mailing list action item, this action item is regarding a mailing list for participant ALS. This was opened during the Buenos Aires meeting. And someone?
Yes. Hi, Eduardo. This is Heidi. I have mentioned that to him a couple of times, and I will follow up with him again to see where we are on that. I think it's getting better.
Is it something we can have, like, in a week? Or?
Yeah, I think we can manage that. I'll make this an urgent item for him.
Okay, Carlos, can you put a note in the, you know, in the action items list, just, you know, for that update on the on that action item, 001 dash and whatever, do you please? Okay, now Carlos, that you're typing and you can talk at the same time, you have two action items, 006 and 007. 006 is regarding to finalize the list of ALS's travelers by 31 January 2014. Can you tell us something on that one?
Thanks, Eduardo. As I said last month, I'm in touch with travel Consistency Travel. I think what will happen in terms of sequencing, once we have this mailing list of the survey respondents, presumably, each ALS will be sending their chair or vice chair to the summit. So we have captured that information. We just need to confirm with them who they're actually sending to the summit. So I think once we have this mailing list, it'll be more targeted if we reach out to them through the mailing list and then follow up with the RALOs if we're having trouble reaching any particular ALS. So I think action item 006 will follow after we have the mailing list.
Okay. And also I want to add that there are a few ALSs that are in the process of being voted by ALAC that came after the December 31st deadline, and there was an understanding that we're going to allow those ALSs to come to the London meeting if they are available before the January 31st deadline. Is that correct?
This is Heidi.
I do.
Sorry, Carlos, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, this is Carlos. I was going to say, I recall having this conversation last December. I don't know if there was a decision on it then.
I believe, yes, we, I think there was an offline email that we say just, you know, just go ahead and do it. But, you know, it all depends on the budget. So, and the fact that they came in before December 31st, the due diligence came in a little bit late, but, you know, I think they can be put in be invited and included in the, for the London summit if, you know, budget is allowed. Which I think it is.
Yeah, Eduardo, this is Heidi. If I could, all the information was basically ready before the 31st. It was just the vote was slightly delayed because we, Olivier and staff agreed that it would be difficult to get that full vote for all the ALAC members through the holiday season. So I think it was sort of agreed that that these I believe six ALSs, if accredited, would be included into those invited to the summit.
Well, that's great. I just wanted to make sure that those get included in the list that we're going to submit constituency travel.
Yes, we'll be at
okay.
The
okay, let's move to the next. Carlos 007 has to do with provide Tijani Benjamin with a list of rooms and their availability for ALAS 2 by December the 2nd. Do you have any update on that?
This is Carlos. Over the past few days, there have been a few email exchanges between Tijani, Heidi, and the meetings team about room requirements and which rooms are going to be available. I see that Tijani has his hand up, so I don't know if he wants to comment.
Yes, Tijani, please. Can you add?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Eduardo. Tijani speaking. as for the rooms, we had Heidi had a conversation with the meeting teams, and I sent them an email, and it seems that we would have more or less what we asked for, even if they say that the venue is smaller than we had before, smaller than, for example, Buenos Aires, but Nancy was very optimistic, and Heidi also. So now you will see tomorrow we will have the event call, and you will see I prepared a new schedule that you can see on the wiki. It is on the wiki already. And normally Nancy received it. I sent it to Nancy, and she didn't say that it is impossible. She said it's okay. What is sure is for Sunday and Saturday it is okay, no problem. For the others, she said it is perhaps workable. They have to see with the rest of the meeting. That's it.
Thank you, Tijani. So just to make sure that we're all clear, we're talking about five rooms, one big room, and the other four are smaller ones. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. This is for Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much. Okay. So thank you so much. So moving to the next set of items, these are for Heidi. Action number nine. Ask constituency travel about visa application invitation letters for ALAS 2 participants and ensure that the list of approved travelers is sent to the Foreign Office for distribution to the UK embassies and UK consulates around the world.
Hi, Eduardo, if I could respond
yes.
to that.
Yes,
so,
sure.
Yes, thanks, Eduardo. So I was in touch with Joseph about these two items. The invitation letters, that actually is being set up by IT staff currently and should be posted shortly. So those letters, again, this is an invitation letter from ICANN. Now, on the second point, this is something that I need to follow up with some senior staff. My understanding is that this was discussed with Tijani, Olivier, and Susanna, and Xavier in Buenos Aires, and I believe that this is going to happen. But currently, the London meeting does not have a host, and it's normally my understanding that normally that letter is sent by the host country, in coordination with the host organization to the embassies. So since London is not going to have a host, organization, I need to find out who is going to do that. So I'm going to be seeing the senior staff next week, and I'll be following up on that issue.
Okay, let me see if I understood. You're saying that there's not a host organization for the London ICANN meeting?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Okay. That's my okay. That was what I was informed yesterday.
Okay. So we will keep following on that. I just want to have an idea when this letters that goes to the consulate, whoever coordinate that, that has to be done. I don't know how long before the meeting starts. I'm not sure. It's 3 months, 4 months. I'm not sure. But we will follow up on that. And the next item that you have is number 10. I'm sorry. Who is it? Gianni. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
You have the floor?
Thank you. Thank you, Eduardo. Regarding this issue of visa, we spoke about it to everyone, to the chair of the board, to the CEO, to everyone. And everyone is excited to solve this problem. I think that we told them that we are not looking for waiving the visa procedure. We want it to be possible and doable for everyone of the summit. And this, I cannot say that they have to write a letter. I don't know their procedure, but the Foreign Office of the UK have to be. We have to get a dialogue with them, so that they agree that they have to make a special arrangement to make the visa procedure easy to do, doable for everyone. This is the point. So we need to be in contact with the Foreign Office for that. This is very important. Imagine the summit with people who cannot come because of the visa. Thank you.
Thank you. And when you talk about the Foreign Office, you're talking about the Foreign Office of UK.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much. We were in action number 10. Ensure that I can staff public relations working group for Atlas II is established with Duncan Burns. I know there was a mail that was sent to him. Anything new on that, Heidi?
This is Heidi. Thank you, Eduardo. Duncan is happy to be part of the PR group, so we'll be inviting him to all meetings of that. And also he's aware, Eduardo, that you're going to be sending him the key themes and PR issues just for review. So
okay.
Sally, Duncan, and Jim will be happy to look at those when you have a chance to do that.
Okay, will do. Thank you, Heidi. And the next one for you, Heidi, too, is number 11. Ensure that the Atlas II Public Relations Working Group convenes and discusses expected achievements and have a joint meeting with ICANN Staff Public Relations Working Group. I know we met with them during Buenos Aires. And I think that, once we get this PR messages already approved, then we can go ahead and start talking to them. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, no, Eduardo, this is Heidi again. My understanding was that you were going to ask them just to review them, those PR messages, to see if they could add their skills and expertise in PR messaging to these the ones that were developed, suggested by the PR group.
Okay, we'll do.
And if you could send them in, and my understanding was that you were going to review them and then send them to me, and then I would forward them to Duncan for review.
Okay. We'll do that. The next action item, we'll look at that. Those messages that we discussed, well, I just want to have a clear consensus that those are what we want to send them, and then we go from there. So thank you, Heidi. The next action item is number 4, and that goes for Wolf and Cheryl. And it basically says generate a feedback form in conjunction with the ROI subgroup to capture summit feedback from attending ALS. This is what we discussed last time in our last call about having some kind of feedback form for people to fill out after the summit, so we can capture some of the information or things that we want to know about how the meeting went. Wolf, do you have, or Sharon, do you have anything to add to that, please?
This is Wolf speaking for the record. Yes, as we discussed at our last call already, we will provide an example for such a feedback form, what we used for other conferences already. But as this is not urgent, I think it will be enough if we provide it, let's say, in around March to discuss it and adopt it in Singapore.
Thank you, Wolf. I put it in a due date for this, like mid-February. Is it possible to have like a draft before we get into Singapore?
In February already. No problem.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And the last item, which is for me, it has to do with the fact that I have to make sure that, let me see if I find it here, I want to make sure that we follow up with the, I got it all wrong. This action item has to do with, I'm looking for it, I'm sorry. The action item 12, ensure Atlas 2 working group to incorporate global internet governance issues as planning continues. I will make sure that when we get into the events subgroup discussions, I will try to make sure that this item gets incorporated in somehow there. So that's my update. Any comments or questions about these action items? If not, we can move to the discussion action item 5, which is basically what was the core of our conversation last time about the overarching theme, public relations messages, and strategic goals for the summit meeting. Last time, just to recap, the overarching theme was reached by consensus. It's going to be global internet, the user perspective. That's there just to make sure that I'm recapping on that. And even though we got the four messages for PR that we want to do, we discussed this. I think we reached some kind of consensus, and I just want to make sure that it's clear that we agree on these four messages. There are three messages that are basically in reach. The first one is, at large is the primary organizational home of the Internet and user within ICANN. And I put a reference there to this transcript page where this was said. So what I want to do in this action item, this agenda item 4.B, is I want to go through each one of them and see if we have some consensus of them. So. Number one, the one that I just said, does anybody has any opposition to use that as one of the PR messages for the summit? Okay, I guess that one is okay, and we agree on that one. And number two, at large contributes to providing a broader user-centered view to ICANN. Does anybody have a problem with that? And wants a comment or wants to abstain of using that one? I don't hear anything, so that one is approved by consensus. And number three, a large strengthened ICANN as a model case for multi-stakeholder participation. Anybody abstain on using that one? No, those three. I have Tijani, please.
Thank you, Eduardo. Tijani speaking. I do agree very much with this message, but I know that there will be a lot of people who will not agree with it. That's all. Outside of Lashcroft, for sure. Outside of.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, well, number three is also approved by consensus. And then we talk about an outreach public relations message, and that at large reaches the part of the world that ICANN cannot reach. Does do anyone have a want to say something about this or abstain on using this outreach message? Okay. Oh, Yannick, please.
Yes, I cannot. This is very systematic, very, very, how to say, very sharp. We can say can hardly reach or at large reach have better how to say better tools to reach parts of the world that the other parts of ICANN cannot reach. But if we say it like it is written now, perhaps it is very sharp and very, how to say, very hard. Thank you.
So, Yanni, just to be clear, do you suggest to change this, or you are, suggesting that...
If we can find another formulation that make it less less sharp, less less affirmative, it is cannot, we say cannot. This is very, it is an affirmation, a strong affirmation. We have to find a way to say that they can difficulty or hardly reach or something like this.
Okay. Commonwealth taken. Thomas, please. Thomas. Have the floor. Maybe you are muted, Thomas. We cannot hear you. Well, while Thomas is fixing his telephone, Wolf, please take the floor.
Yes. Thanks a lot, Carlos. It's all logic for the record. I agree with Tijani on this point, and I think we should avoid messages to send out which are demonstrating a sort of competition with others, or saying or suggesting that we are the best, we can do things others can't do. I think for not only for diplomatic consideration, but also not putting us into a position which is too competitive. I would say we can bring our key messages by the other sentences and phrases we have here so far, and I would suggest let's drop this message. I think it's not really the most important one. There are other better messages from our side, and this is really not the most helpful one. This is my opinion. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Wolf, if I understood what you said, is just to scrap that message. Is that what you said?
Right.
Okay. Any Thomas, can you talk now? Thomas? I think you're muted, or we cannot hear you. Okay, any other comments about this? Because I heard I have Fatima. Please. Fatima, you have the floor.
Thank you, Eduardo. This is Fatima. I suggest replace a word by a community in the outreach message.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yes, I suggest replace a word by a community in the outreach message. I type it in the chat.
There is another one that Roberto, thank you, Fatima, for your comment. There is another one that Roberto says that maybe we can use a large, he says something here, says a large can reach different parts of the world without mentioning other constituencies. So any other ideas? Roberto, please. You have the floor.
Yes, I think that this message is important. By nature, at large, can reach can reach communities that other constituencies cannot reach geographically and geopolitically, I would say. I agree that it shouldn't be formulated in a way that we look like, we are in a beauty contest with other constituencies. But I think that the fact that we have potentially a wider footprint than other parts of the organization, and therefore this is very important for ICANN to have the at large working. I think that this is a message that should be given, although we have to be careful in the way we formulate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Roberto. Heidi, please, you have the floor.
Thank you. This is Heidi. I'm just wondering what the purpose of these messages will be. How will they be used in promoting the summit?
This is a wonderful record. My understanding is, first, they ask what's your message strategy, and this is what we're going to give them. But for example, this is my understanding. Maybe I'm wrong. But if we say, a large contributor to providing a broader user-centered view to ICANN, if we're going to do some things during the summit, or we're going to talk about specific themes through the summit, or even if we're going to do a showcase in the summit, we should be able to strengthen these messages. Somehow we should force to do, it will help strengthen what we're doing in the event, because if we're saying like I said, a large contributes to providing a broader user-centered view to ICANN, we should do something that shows the world or the people there that's something that we do. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think that's what it will drive each other. Will drive each other. That's my understanding. I mean, I'm not an expert in public relations, but anyhow, we can. What I'm hearing from the comments is that the way this is stated is not the best way. I have one here that Heidi put in the chat that says, "A large help brings the world to ICANN and ICANN to the world." That sounds like we're saying the same thing in a different. Statement. Any comments about that one? I just want to hang up the whole, our whole conversation on this. Any comments? So let me put it this way. If we use what Heidi is suggesting, a large health brings the world to ICANN, ICANN to the world. Will anybody oppose that to be used as an outreach message? Yeah, I don't hear any abstention. So let's use that. In fact, this message that we're putting together, we're going to discuss the public relations, which are the expert on this, and they might change things here and there, and then we'll bring it back to the group just for a final synchronization. Alive reaches all part of the world. There's another one that Tijani is putting in the chat. It says, "Alive reaches all parts of the world through its structures." That might be another one. Anybody have seen on that? On the one that Tijani also put in there. No, because we can have two outreach messages. I mean, we can have that, and then we'll take it from there.
Heidi has a good proposal. At large engages the world in ICANN.
That one too? Okay. So let me do something. I'm going to pick up this thing and put it out there, and since there's not an I don't hear any comments against using any of these three. We'll try to put something together and send it out and use that for the outreach, even if we use all three
and we come up with only one, with the public relations group. Do you all agree? Okay, so let's move forward. The next item in the agenda has to do with the strategic goals list. And like I said in the last meeting, these are goals, things that we want to achieve during the summit. So I think the best way we can do this, and we didn't go through this last time because it was going to take a long time. I think the best thing that we can do here is go one by one and see if we agree that these are the strategic goals that we want to achieve for the summit. So the first one that I pick up from comments and main lists, achieve better and powerful representation of end user interest in ICANN. Any comments about this one? Any abstentions, any changes? Remember, the strategic goals is something, and this is the way I see it, the strategic goals is something that at the end of the meeting you go back and say, okay, these were my goals that I want to achieve during the summit. The question is, did I achieve a better and powerful representation of end user interest in ICANN? That's the question at the end. Yes, no, and yes, and this is what we did, this is the result, and these are action items, if there are any, in relation to that. Any comments, please? No comments. Okay. Let's go to the second one. Organize and empower internet end users to make their voices heard in ICANN's policy development processes. Does anyone have a comment about this one or any abstentions or in this strategic call? Roberto, please, you have the floor.
I think that we have been in the last years, we have been using a lot the expression have the voice heard. I think that we should move forward from this. I think that it's not only to have the voice heard, but is about active participation. Especially when we talk about policy development process, I don't think that we need any more to have our voice heard. I think that they are hearing us. Now the point is active participation, especially active participation in the working groups, in the policy development, get people to have active participation and get past the phase in which we only voice out opinions. Thank you.
Roberto, so can you say, how will you say this using that? I think you have a very good point. So will it say organize and empower internet users to actively get involved in ICANN policy development process or something like that?
I would simply say organize and empower internet users to participate, to actively participate in ICANN's policy development processes.
Okay. Do anybody, Tijani, okay, thank you, Roberto. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Eduardo. Tijani speaking. I don't see the difference, Roberto, between the two, because have the voice heard means that the decision-making is impacted by this voice and active participate. In fact, I don't see when you actively participate, you make your voice heard. That's it. That's exactly what is meant. And I think that I don't mind to change it, as you said. It is not a problem, but I wanted only to make the point that it is exactly the same meaning, the same intention. Thank you.
Okay, Roberto, please. You have the floor. Yeah. Roberto, you might be muted.
I was muted. No, I don't disagree with Tijani. It's just a matter of, I think it's a matter of perception. There is also a slight difference. Like, for instance, if people in ALAC will getting more active participation, that means that they can, for instance, I don't know, chair or co-chair a working group, a policy development group, you know, these kind of things, not just expressing the opinion. I think that there is a slight difference, how can I say, it's a matter of perception. But somebody from the outside or the other constituencies that get the message, have the voice heard, have the voice heard, is not just about raising questions and speaking, is rolling up our sleeves and get the work done.
Petigliani, please.
Sorry. Yes, Tijani speaking. Roberto, here I disagree with you because we are not in charge of the policy development. Only GNSO and CCNSO are in charge of this. We have only the possibility to give our point of view about the policy development. We cannot chair a working group on policy development because it is not our task, it is not our work. It is the work of the SOs. Thank you.
Olivier, you have... thank you, Tijani. Olivier, you have the floor now.
We cannot hear you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. I was trying to unmute myself and not managing to do so, but now I am. It's Olivier Capalablanc speaking. Tijani, actually, as individuals, there have been some members of ATLAS that have chaired GNSO working groups. And in fact, we do encourage our members to take part in GNSO working groups. Alan Greenberg, for example, has been chairing post-expiry domain name resolution working group, and that went on for a very long time. And so he had a direct input into this, and if you recall, he was very often coming back to at-large and to the ALAC to gather our input so as to be able to have some guidance as to which direction we should be going. So, yes, our members participate in an individual manner to working groups in the GNSO, but they're also able to lead them. I've spoken about Alan. There are others who have also chaired. I know that Holly Reich has been chairing the drafting team, even for the drafting of a charter for a GNSO working group. You can imagine the extent to which we are able to influence, not only by commenting after the work has been done, but also by sending people in the working groups at an early stage. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. I agree with Roberto in the fact that, you know, putting that verb there that says active participation in terms of perception sounds like you are actively working and doing something. But like when you say to make your voice heard, sounds like you're implying that you're not being heard. And we are, you know, people hear what we are saying. So, you know, I tend to agree that using more Roberto's change, and you know, I think most of all agree that will be a very good change to have on this call. The other question I have in the chat is, is this a goal that we can? Hello. Is this a goal? Can you hear? I have noise in the line. I'm not sure if that's me. The question that I have in the chat is, can we, if we use this as a strategic goal, can we measure that through the feedback form or some kind of measure? Can we measure that at the end of the summit or have some correlation to that goal through the summit? That's the question. Olivier, please, you have the floor. I don't know if you, again. Whoops, no, you're not. Any comment on this? Dev, do you want to add to that, or Thomas?
no comment. Roberto, please, do it again. Roberto, go on. Thank you.
I don't want to monopolize the discussion at this point. Maybe I'll make a contribution on the mailing list. But, for instance, if we go back to the meeting, the last meeting, there was a presentation by Mikey O'Connor about the fact that working groups have not enough new participants. And I think that I have been talking to him, and I have been telling him that that our summit in London can be also the opportunity for the GNSO to come and make presentations about participation in working groups, because I think that it is such an important task, and I think that if we have then at the end of the summit participants that are express their interest in joining the working group, that can be a measure of success. Of course, that doesn't mean that they will be then actively participating in the future, but it's just if we can use this opportunity to get the interest of people and their focus of attention on the policy development process in order to have a more active participation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Roberto. So we are running out of time on this agenda item, so I just want to stop the conversation on this second one. We reached consensus on the first one, and I want to try to reach consensus on the second one. So this is what I propose, that we use, organize, and empower internet end users to actively participate in ICANN's policy and development processes. Do we agree on that statement? Who doesn't like it, or who doesn't... okay, I see tick marks, four tick marks, and no abstention, so we reach consensus on the second one. We're not going to go through all of them today because we'll, like I said last time, we're just going to take another hour for that. So what I'm going to do in the next call, we will pick it up from the third one on. I just want to move to action item number. I want to move to agenda item number five, and this is. New action items are, or new things that we need to start thinking about for the summit. And I just want to get comments, your comments. I'm looking to see if to validate these are things that we should be thinking about, and all the things that I'm missing from here. I'm pretty sure there are some things that we can identify. And most importantly, we're looking for volunteers to coordinate some of these things. For example, the showcase is going to require coordination from all RALOS, but we need a single point of contact to coordinate the whole showcase with the help of us, staff, and the RALOS. I took the initiative of talking to Glenn McKnight from NARRALO, which he was the one that... Hello, can you hear me? I have noise in the line. Okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I talked to Glenn McKnight at NARRALO, and since he was the one that put together the NARRALO showcase, and I think I look at what he did, and I think it was very well coordinated with another. He agreed to take this item and do the coordination and be the central point of coordination for all with the RALOS and staff to get this showcase going, that specific event within the events group. So the same thing, you know, I have been thinking about extracurricular events, and now we can talk about Olivier. You want to tell us something about sponsorship at this point, or what you have been doing?
Yes,
but before that, I'm sorry, Olivier. I'm sorry. I have Tijani waiting online. Tijani, please go ahead, and then you go.
Okay. Olivier. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Eduardo. Yes, for the showcase, I wanted to raise the point because the showcase needs a strong group to work on it. It is something that is very very difficult to succeed. And so we need a strong group and a committed group. So Glenn is very good, and we need to constitute a group with him. This is the first point. The second point, the final events draft. This is something that will be done by the groups, because the chair and the reporters of the groups will meet together and will draft. Or we will finalize, if you want, the compilation of their reports, so that we will have the final statement or the final declaration of the summit. So I don't think we need people in charge of it. Those will be the chair and the reporters of the groups. Another assembly. I don't know what kind of coordination you need to do. It is only to assign rooms for each one and to make the facilities available. This is something that the staff do every time. So I don't think we need a group there. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Olivier, please. You have the floor now.
Thank you very much, Eduardo. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I was told I was a little faint last time, so I put the phone down and dialed again. Hopefully you can hear me better than before. It's Olivier speaking. I just wanted to let you know that there has been some work in the sponsorship sub-working group, and having drafted a document and reviewed it with the group, we're very close to being able to send this over to potential sponsors. In the meantime, I have been speaking to Google. I've been speaking also to Afilias. In fact, yesterday I had a meeting with Desiree Milosevic from Afilias, and some of the numbers that we're playing with at the moment are not numbers which are scaring any of the potential sponsors. They do realize this is a big event, this is a big thing, and it's also ICANN's 50th meeting. So there's some significant, there will be some significant contributions, or we're hoping to be able to get some significant contributions for potential sponsors. If you have any suggestion for sponsors, please email me or email staff about them. If you have any connections with potential sponsors as well, it's important that we go for more than one sponsor because of the sums that are involved. And it's also important that we go for them as soon as possible so that they're actually able to budget this. I realize that we are in January now, and most of these sponsorship budgets for these companies have been voted in December. However, when you look at a company like Google, their sponsorship budget spans several millions of dollars on all sorts of events worldwide. So the type of numbers that we're asking for are only a small subset. It's just that they should be able to fit this within all of the organizations that are asking them for money. So again, please email me any suggestions for sponsors, especially if it comes outside the usual suspects, which, if I remind you, we've had Google, we've had Afilias in the past, we've had Sierra, but of course that's a Canadian organization. We've had several organizations. Of course, I'm in discussions with Nominet as well, with the local.uk registry, and that's pretty much what I needed to tell you on this one. The numbers with regards to the sponsorship are really for first having the showcase sponsored,
And obviously we have 160 ALSs there, so that's going to be a pretty large showcase. And with a lot of people, and of course we always want to have our cocktail after the showcase. I'm also trying to push for a sponsored lunch. I think it would be good for our community to actually be able to meet at lunch as well, rather than leaving for the 2 hours or one and a half hours or 1 hour, depending on the day that they have the lunch on. And I'm also hoping to have some kind of dinner that we could stage sometime during the week. I just remind you all that although ICANN is funding everyone to come to London with a significant price for a significant sum for bringing them over to London, the extracurricular activities such as the dinners, the lunches, and the showcase are not specifically funded by the envelope that we receive that we will receive from ICANN. So that's all as far as my update is concerned. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you so much. Jan, you have your hand up, so you have the floor.
Sorry, it's an old hand. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So, you know, we need to start thinking about the coordination of the RALOS General Assemblies. I suggested to Olivier in offline, you know, to have a newsletter being sent out to all the ALSs starting somewhere, you know, in January, February, and send it, I said bi-weekly, it might be too much work, but maybe once a month, just to keep a communication flow between, you know, what we're doing and everybody else. So we can, in this newsletter, we can, you know, talk about what we're doing, what is expecting, you know, travel issues, this and that, and I think it would be a good idea to have something like that. I need, you know, we need somebody to coordinate that. Maybe we have to get the public relations staff involved in this to get at least some of the content. But I think it will be a very good mechanism to keep all the ALSs informed and, you know, and create expectation and motivation and, you know, and in other words, it will be a good communication tool. We talk about the event draft or report that we have to put at the end of the summit. We're going to select the final themes, and these are, you know, things that we have to make sure that they are there, and Tijani is doing a great job there. The mentoring program, I got a question in the chat what I meant with that, and the idea that I had with this mentoring program, and really Fatima and Carlos has mentioned in the chat that they're willing to work on this, is, you know, we're going to have 160 ALSs out there. And, you know, one of the things that I see happening is asking the ALSs, you know, what are you interested in? Are you interested in security stuff? Are you interested in GNSO, CCTLDs, what have you? And identify those ALSs and have, like, within the our group, the ALAC group or whoever is volunteer, people, you know, there are experts in these areas. You know, like you take Alan that has been a GNSO liaison for a long time. He knows about the GNSO. And the thing that I'm thinking about is you have this mentor, and somehow you get all the ALSs coordinated to be with this mentor during the 5 days or 4 days that the ICANN meeting is out there. And the idea that I have in my mind is that this mentor will explain somehow, will meet with them informally and explain to these ALSs what the GNSO is. I'm taking the GNSO as an example. GNSO is all about what things are important, what things are not important, and then try to have some kind of schedule during the week and take these people to these meetings and try to make so they have some get some sense of what is happening. So, you know, you don't have all these ALSs going around knowing what I'm going to do now and what happens if I get into this meeting. And, you know, when you get into one of these meetings, you really, it's very difficult to understand what's going on if you don't have a background and perspective of what happened. So, you know, if Fatima and Carlos are willing to put this mentoring program in place and getting these things happening, I welcome them, and I will talk to them offline to see how we can get this going. So that's what I meant with the mentoring program. And the I Can Learn is a link, the link I think is in the agenda. It's a site that I didn't know it existed, and maybe it was mentioned a long time ago, that it's like an online type thing that we can tell the ALSs to go, to learn more about ICANN on their own pace. And I went in and I registered, and I think it's a good idea, good idea. And it has an ICANN 101 course that explains pretty well what is ICANN all about. And this is the type of thing, like the ICANN Learn, is something that we can add to the newsletter for people to motivate them to go there and learn. And I know we talked with Gianni about capacity building, and that's also we can things like that we can put in the newsletter. Gianni, please, you have the floor for time now.
Thank you,
Edward.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
You have put here select final themes in the event subgroup. We initiated a small survey so that everyone can rank the themes that Wolf have provided. And I am really sad to see only 5 people take the survey. I'd like to see Olivier, for example, Wolf, Roberto, everyone to try to rank those themes so that we will have something more significant. Because I don't want it to be the choice of a few people. It is better to have it as a consensus between all the members of the subgroup. This is the first point. The second point, I wonder if we don't have to select or to appoint or to find a chair for the summit. I put it on the program. I wanted him to, for example, to introduce the summit during the first plenary, the opening, if you want, the setting the scene. And normally, this chair has to read the final declaration on Thursday afternoon. But it can be the chair of ALAC. It can be any other one. This is my point of view. If you have something different, please tell me. I think we need to be because the chair, if we have a chair, he will follow everything because he it will be his task. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane, for your comment. I noticed that we are running out of time, so just keep in mind ideas, and if you have things that are missing from here or want to fine-tune this, let me know when we add it there. Somehow we have to put this in some kind of timeline and assign this to people that are willing to help in moving this thing forward. The next thing, then the last thing is, the question is, do we meet every 2 weeks or do we start meeting, having a conference call every week? What are your ideas? I don't hear anything. You want to meet every week? Gianni, please.
Thank you, Eduardo. I don't know what we will do every week. If we have work to do, yes, we have to meet every week. But now I don't think that we will need for the next call to do it next week. Thank you.
Okay, Gianni, so let's do something. Let's have our next meeting 2 weeks from now. That will put us in January 23rd. Any problem with that? Same time? It's okay with everyone, I guess?
Yes.
So let's have it in January 21st, which is the next in 2 weeks, and we will take it from there. If we need to have it weekly, we will do it weekly. If not, we keep it at every 2 weeks. So with that in mind, I thank you, everybody, for being patient and being here for a whole hour. And I think this is going to be an exciting year for all of us. So thank you so much. See you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Eduardo. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks very much, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. I will now disconnect the audio.